The Slytherin common room was a large, low, underground room with rough stone walls and ceiling, from which round, greenish lamps were hanging on chains. A fire was crackling under an elaborately carved mantelpiece ahead of them, and several Slytherins were silhouetted around it in high-backed chairs. "Wait here," said Malfoy to Harry and Ron, motioning them to a pair of empty chairs set back from the fire. "I'll go and get it. My father just sent it to me." Wondering what Malfoy was going to show them, Harry and Ron sat down, doing their best to look at home. Malfoy came back a minute later, holding what looked like a newspaper clipping. He thrust it under Ron's nose.
"That'll give you a laugh," he said.
Harry saw Ron's eyes widen in shock. He read the clipping quickly, gave a very forced laugh, and handed it to Harry. It had been clipped out of the Daily Prophet, and it said, "Inquiry at the Ministry of Magic. Arthur Weasley, head of the Misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office, was today fined 50 galleons for bewitching a Muggle car. Mr. Lucius Malfoy, a governor of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, where the enchanted car crashed earlier this year, called today for Mr. Weasley's resignation. Weasley has brought the ministry into disrepute," Mr. Malfoy told our reporter. "He is clearly unfit to draw up our laws, and his ridiculous Muggle Protection Act should be scrapped immediately." Mr. Weasley was unavailable for comment, although his wife told reporters to clear off or she'd set the family ghoul on them.
"Well," said Malfoy impatiently, as Harry handed the clipping back to him, "don't you think it's funny?"
"Ho ho," said Harry bleakly.
"Arthur Weasley loves Muggles so much he should snap his wand in half and go and join them," said Malfoy scornfully. "You'd never know the Weasleys were pure bloods the way they behave."
Ron's, or rather Crab's, face was contorted with fury.
"What's up with you, Crab?" snapped Malfoy.
"Stomachache,"
Ron grunted.
"Well, go up to the hospital wing and give all those mudbloods a kick for me," said Malfoy, sniggering. "You know, I'm surprised the Daily Prophet hasn't reported all these attacks yet," he went on thoughtfully. "I suppose Dumbledore's trying to hush it all up. He'll be sacked if it doesn't stop soon. Father's always said Dumbledore's the worst thing that's ever happened to this place. He loves Muggle-borns. A decent headmaster would never let slime like that Creevy in."
Malfoy started taking pictures with an imaginary camera and did a cruel but accurate impression of Colin.
"Potter, can I have your picture, Potter? Can I have your autograph? Can I lick your shoes, please, Potter?"
He dropped his hands and looked at Harry and Ron.
"What's the matter with you two?"
Far too late, Harry and Ron forced themselves to laugh, but Malfoy seemed satisfied. Perhaps Crabbe and Goyle were always slow on the uptake.
"St. Potter, the Mudblood's friend," said Malfoy slowly. "He's another one with no proper wizard feeling, or he wouldn't go around with that jumped-up Granger Mudblood, and people think he's Slytherin's heir."
Harry and Ron waited with bated breath. Malfoy was surely seconds away from telling them it was him, but then...
"I wish I knew who it is," said Malfoy petulantly. "I could help them."
Ron's jaw dropped so that Crabbe looked even more clueless than usual. Fortunately, Malfoy didn't notice, and Harry, thinking fast, said,
"You must have some idea who's behind it all."
"You know I haven't, Goyle. How many times do I have to tell you?" snapped Malfoy. "And Father won't tell me anything about the last time the chamber was opened either. Of course, it was 50 years ago, so it was before his time. But he knows all about it, and he says that it was all kept quiet, and it'll look suspicious if I know too much about it. But I know one thing. Last time the Chamber of Secrets was opened, a mudblood died. So I bet it's a matter of time before one of them's killed this time. I hope it's Granger," he said with relish.